And because it's that way, because it's the extreme, in 2010, no estate tax. In 2011, it goes back to a much harsher estate system, back the way it was in 2001. It's almost impossible for Congress to leave it as it is before 2010. In other words, don't they have to change it before 2010?
I think most pundits, and you know, unfortunately my crystal ball is pretty cracked, but most of the experts out there seem to say that you know, there will be a change this year with the Democratic Congress and President Obama, and he already has his plan in place, which is $3.5 million exemption, 45% tax rate, which is what it is this year. So, you know, most people are believing that there's going to be a change this year in the estate tax, and I'm all for it. If they want to make the estate tax repeal permanent, then do it. If they want to make an estate tax, then do it. You know, they just can't have this question of unknown. Yep. You know, it's, you have to plan on what the law is.
You have to do exactly whatever is there right now. So, and I'm sure a lot of the planning that you probably have done for a lot of your clients has got to either get changed or altered or go back to be reviewed.
Right. And in the planning in this regard, I've tried to create, and I think most people around here in Maryland have tried to create, you know, the maximum mm-hmm. type of planning with disclaimer planning and other things that, you know, hopefully will grant, you know, maximum flexibility in the event we don't know what's going to happen. But I would like to see some law enacted this year that does whatever they want to do. It's likely it's going to be an estate tax. And when you look at the, you know, the budgetary pressures and all, you know, they're likely going to have some kind of estate tax.
Now, when people have to, what people have to realize, when you talk about going back to $1 million exemption in 2011, what that means is they look at everything that you own when you die. And if it's over $1 million, if it goes back to that, then you're going to suffer an estate tax.
Yeah.
And they look at everything, which includes the value of your house, the value of your 401k plan. Unless you do a certain type of trust planning, the value of any life insurance proceeds paid to your family.
And that's the one that a lot of people, they just don't realize. Yeah, mm-hmm. This is just going to be paid, you know, they wouldn't think of it this way, but by operation of law, I have a designated beneficiary, and that's who it's going to. But the reality is, you're exactly right. There's many assets that are includable in the gross estate, the taxable gross estate, that you need to worry about.
Right.
And that's as financial planners, you guys, you know, whittle that out and try to figure out what they have, and then they're in a position to get some help.